This is the podcast for Woodland Presbyterian Church in Memphis, Tennessee. We are maturing God's people to serve a hurting world. We hope you enjoy the message. And if you'd like to learn more about our church, look us up at woodlandpres.org. Thanks so much. May the Lord bless you.
Our scripture reading for today comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. It's so great to be preaching on this special Sunday, and I want to start by saying I'm incredibly proud of all of our students that are here today. They have been dedicated in their classes and memorizing a whole bunch of material, writing out their faith statements, and meeting with the wonderful elders who have been mentoring them. Above that, they have been a joy to be around. Every time we met for class, they were sure to get me sidetracked on some random conversation that barely had to do with our topic at hand. They made jokes and laughed with each other, and overall have made the last month a wonderful time to be their youth director. So I'm incredibly proud of all of you and your commitment to your faith and your love for God and for this church. But I wasn't expecting to be preaching today, and it was only a few weeks ago Pastor Mike found out that he was going to have to leave town, and I think it was providential in a way that I would get to preach on the Sunday that our students became official members of our church. When Pastor Mike asked me to preach, the passage we just read was the first thing that popped into my head. I can't think of a better prayer for our students as they officially claim their faith and step into our church. And this passage was then confirmed a few weeks ago when I went to graduation down in Austin, and one of our professors shared this very same passage for everyone that was graduating. So as we quickly go through this passage, students, I want you to know that this is the prayer every member of our congregation will be lifting up for you. Now, the first thing I want to focus on in this passage from Paul is the earnestness and intensity of the prayer Paul is praying for the church in Ephesus. He starts by saying, "It is for this reason I bow my knees in prayer." Now, to us, that might not seem like anything special, but it shows us something about this prayer. See, in the first century in Jewish culture, it would not be typical to prostrate or fall down on your knees while praying. Typically, one would be standing and lifting their hands up to be closer to God. The only time someone would fall to their knees in prayer is when that specific prayer came from the deepest places of their heart, showing us the emotion and conviction that Paul had in this prayer for the church. It brings to mind the book of Lamentations, where the prophet Jeremiah falls to his knees and, as he says, buries his face in the dust while praying for the Israelites who were in exile, turned away from God, and seemingly had no hope. But this is not a prayer of lamentation. It mirrors that same level of intensity shown by Jeremiah, but on the opposite end of the spectrum. It is a prayer that is full of hope, full of joy, and full of love. And students, I want you to know that I pray this earnestly for you, and your mentor elders pray this earnestly for you. And now everyone in this congregation will join in praying for you in joy and love. Now let's take a look at what specifically Paul is praying for in this passage. The first thing he prays is that you would be strengthened in your inner being by the Spirit. Now, some of you students run track, some of you play other sports, but you all know that when you're in those races or in those games, those last laps and those fourth quarters where it feels like you have nothing left to give and you're just completely drained. Well, in the future, there will be days that feel like those last laps, and there may be months that feel like that fourth quarter. But what Paul is praying here is that in those moments, you would turn to Christ, for it is only through Christ that you will be wholly strengthened. But what kind of strength are we talking about? When Paul talks about your inner being, there are a few different understandings from Greek philosophy we can get from this. The first is the strength to know the difference between right and wrong, referring to one's reason. So there are going to be times where the lines are blurred and it's hard to tell what is the right decision and the wrong decision. And what we are praying is that through the Spirit of God, you would have the strength and wisdom to discern these things. And the second understanding of inner being goes along with that, which is the idea of your will. So once you understand the difference between right and wrong, we pray that you have the strength to actually choose to do the right thing. And it may not always be easy. I can't help but thinking about the poster that was seemingly in every classroom growing up where a school of fish is swimming one direction and then there's the one fish alone swimming the opposite direction. It's like, you know, what's easy might not always be popular, or what's good might not be popular. That silly thing. But that's what he's talking about here, is having the strength to do the right thing when even it doesn't seem like it would be easy or popular. And the last understanding of inner being would be that of the conscience. It is Paul's prayer that the people of the church would be strengthened in their care for those around them, that they would be able to resist the selfish desires in order to live lives in service of others. So students, I pray that your lives will be strengthened in these areas, and that when you feel like you have nothing left, you would turn to Christ to renew your strength and look to this congregation for encouragement and support. And the last thing Paul prays for the church in Ephesus is probably the most important, is that throughout all of your life, you would know that you are loved by the Creator of the universe. There is no mistake that you can make that will turn God's love away from you. There is no path you could go down that would separate you from his love. The love of our Lord is so great that it reaches down from heaven and covers every one of us walking on earth today. And I pray, and our congregation prays, that you will constantly be reminded of this love God has for you, that on your loneliest days, you may remember that the greatest of all beings, our Lord Jesus Christ, loves you enough to take on flesh and die in your place. So I join Paul in praying that you would know this love, and I encourage you to look around this church, for here you will find a congregation full of faithful servants who will share this love with you day in and day out. And Paul ends his passage with this, and I will echo him. I pray that all these things would be true in your lives, that you would be strengthened, and that you would know you are loved, and all these things we pray to be true for one reason, that through your lives, glory may be given to God as it is due. Let us pray.
Thank you for listening to this message from Woodland Presbyterian Church, maturing God's people to serve a hurting world. If you would like to learn more about our congregation, please visit us at woodlandpres.org. God bless you today.